My ever-changing brain. Our brains are described as being plastic. They continually remould neural connections as we learn, experience and adapt. When I was a child, I would sometimes imagine being small enough to get into a bubble that would take me on a journey around the inside of my body. I had it all worked out. Skin was represented by this large blanket that I used to use to cover my treehouse with when I was playing as a child. Blood was the river that my bubble was floating on that took me through my body. And bones were mountains, caves, creeks, crevices, all those things on my adventure. And looking back on my imagination and my floating bubble, I realised that at this time of my life, I was just curious about finding the places in my body that weren't well, so that they could be repaired. You see, I spent periods of my childhood in hospital, undergoing surgery for a number of spine problems that I had. It was either that or I was attending appointments with a specialist, or just simply having physio. But throughout this time, I felt that whatever I was suffering from could be fixed. Of course, now as an adult, I'm a little more realistic about what can be achieved when we're dealing with life's health challenges. But I still believe that there is so much that we don't know about. Maybe also being a survivor of meningitis and in a critical condition that the doctors said I wouldn't survive is a constant reminder of how unique we all are. So it's safe to say that I've always been really fascinated with the complexities and magnificence of the human body and how it works. If I hadn't pursued my childhood passion that steered me towards the art, I feel really quite sure that I would have taken a human biology path in a field of research for treatments to solve health problems. But despite choosing my creative arts field, I guess that my earliest life journey and experience with health issues has still in the background helped me develop as an avid researcher. Now, there are many subjects that interest me, but none more than that about the body and the brain. And over 20 years ago, I learned that scientists were referring to the brain as being plastic. Now, this was a huge deal because before then, people didn't believe that the brain could change or repair or be fixed if there was something wrong with it. Scientists had always believed that we were born with a certain number of non-replenishable cells that once used, or if damaged, couldn't be repaired and certainly wouldn't be replaced. But we now know that this isn't true. Correctly referred to as neuroplasticity, a study in 1998 found that human brain has the ability to develop new brain cells, and many other studies followed afterwards proving that the brain can change and be transformed to demonstrate this plasticity. A plastic brain? Well, I knew they didn't mean it literally, but at the time of hearing this news, I was briefly transported back to my childhood self, where I imagined again people having plastic brains. I pictured the brain being made of multicoloured building blocks that slotted together. And I imagined that each block represented something that made us work, you know, made us function. Sadly, after accidents, or as a result of various autoimmune diseases, many people are still told that the damage sustained or created is permanent. And yes, this is clearly the case for many people. But having said this, I don't feel that this is in any way balanced with the fact that there are those that experience partial improvements when they were told that this would never happen. And why is it that others can also experience complete recovery of their disability over time? Well, this is because new connections can form, creating new pathways that ultimately change the structure of the brain. New neurons, also called nerve cells, are constantly being born as old ones die. But a balance is always still maintained while the brain undergoes repair. So you see, while I respect and appreciate the opinions of many medical professionals, they are not encouraged to spend too much time considering the amazing power that is always changing the brain's potential. And for this reason, I remain completely in awe of the brain and what it's capable of achieving. So I normally talk about and still think that I've always referred to the brain as the hub containing a network of muscles that support everything about us. So it's easy to understand that some physical or mental difficulties can be downgraded or eliminated by exercising the associated brain muscles.